Thanks for coming on the show, Paul.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Now, I want to talk to you about an event that you recently hosted in the Riding. It was to do with cycling. It was a cycling summit, a bike summit.
Yeah.
Let's talk a bit about that.
Sure.
Where did the idea come from?
Well, more than a year ago, I had a press conference on the need to have more infrastructure money invested in cycling infrastructure. And out of that came a response from many people who were interested in improving cycling in Ottawa, be it from a safety point of view or to fill the gaps that exist in our city's infrastructure. To those who are, wanting to see more investment in environmental initiatives. And they said, well, I'm glad you brought this up, Paul, but what are we going to do now? And so we came up with the idea of the Cycling Summit to bring all the different groups that and levels of government who are, engaged with cycling, and to see where we can go with initiatives to improve cycling, as I mentioned, and to have a bit of a vision for cycling in Ottawa, because, Ottawa used to be the envy of the continent when we established our bike paths here through the NCC, and then we kind of rested on our laurels, and we seem to have lost some ground in terms of, for those who are commuters, as well as Ottawa becoming a destination point for cyclists. And I have to say, before I was elected, I was a teacher, and I used to cycle to work, and I'd cycle year-round. And so from my own experience, I know that there had been a lot of challenges in cycling as a commuter, and that there's a lot of improvements that could be made. And so, when you put it all together, we had people who wanted to see cycling advanced as a mode of transportation that isn't just recreational, that it's something that we can, arguably do a lot better in supporting. And so we came up with the idea of the Cycling Summit.
Right. When you say cycling for commuters, are you talking about bike lanes on streets heading right downtown, that kind of thing,
as opposed
to just the meandering canal routes?
Absolutely. The network of bike lanes in Ottawa, I think initially were to simply provide a mode of transportation for people who wanted to meander around the city and provide, a way for people to enjoy the Greenbelt and to get to Gatineau Park. Certainly as a young person, I remember being able to go from the West End to the Gatineau Park by using the bike paths, and it was great. But in terms of commuter access, wanting to get on to city streets to get from your place of residence to work, it is challenging. And I've joked about when I was cycling year-round, it was like an extreme sport at times. And we can do a lot better. So yes, it's to go beyond just the recreational cycling, and as important as that is, and it is for purposes certainly of tourism, but to acknowledge the role that cycling has for everyday traffic and commuters.
Is it as simple as adding sort of a line of paint along streets downtown and saying only cyclists should be on this side and cars should be on the other side?
Yeah.
Or can you go further than that?
No, I think we have to go further, and I think the experience in other jurisdictions, and we certainly heard from I've seen it myself, be it in Montreal or other cities where they've decided to go beyond the paint on the road, which quite honestly isn't, it gives people a false sense of security, both I would argue cars and most importantly cyclists, that I think you need to have a demarcation, and kind of 4-foot cylindrical pylons that they have instituted for bike lanes in Quebec, I think, are particularly in Montreal and surrounding areas, are a good idea. They're not to the extent that they have in Holland, where they have dedicated curbs and streetscapes, which would be great. But if we're not able to afford that, then I think we can go as far as they've done in other jurisdictions, as I said, like in Quebec, where they have these pylons that you can actually put into the pavement and provide an actual physical demarcation other than just a paint line on the road, so that you actually have a separate lane for bikes not just with a line of paint on the road, but actually something more substantive. I think that has to be done. And the other thing that was clear from people, and I've noticed, is that there's these gaps, even where you have these bike lanes with paint on the road to demarcate, they go along and all of a sudden they stop, you know. And there's not contiguous pathways. And the worst place, interestingly enough, in many ways, is right downtown core. When you talk to people about going down by Parliament Hill, particularly those who want to cycle Ottawa from a tourist perspective, it's very difficult to bike around Parliament Hill, around the precinct, around the art center, to the galleries, to the museum, and there's a lot of gaps. So there's a lot of work can be done there just to fill the gaps. But yeah, we have to get serious about taking cycling seriously.
Now, you decided to do that partly through this bike summit.
Yeah.
And it did happen this past weekend. Were people in the riding interested in
this?
Oh,
yeah. We initially thought we'll get maybe 60, 70 people. Then the day of, we ended up, the registration was hitting around the 100 mark the day of, and we had close to 150 people come through the doors. It was fantastic. I mean, just the amount of excitement and passion people have on this subject. And I spent very little time talking to people. I just introduced. We had three people as keynotes, if you will, to one from the NCC, a person who was explaining where the NCC is at, someone from the city, and we had. Someone who has worked tirelessly on cycling in Quebec to explain how the Route Verte has worked. And this is an impressive example of how tourism and cycling can go together. And the Route Verte goes throughout Quebec as a network for cyclists. And what it's done is it's actually supported small towns and tourism for cyclists. And so cyclists come from all over the continent and even the world to go to this impressive network of cycling routes. And in fact, it was noted that it was in National Geographic as one of the places to go, and it's been written up in many tourist magazines as a destination point. So we had these three perspectives: the city, the NCC, and then what's happened when went in Quebec, where they got serious about it and started a whole network of cycling routes to support tourism and small towns particularly, and then we went right to people to say, what do you want to see? And they got down to work and worked for about an hour and a half. 2 hours, and then we had a summation from each of the groups, and right now we're in the midst of putting that all together in a report.